quite surprised to see me just now without my tie and with short sleeves and with my shirt out over my trousers, but I've finally given in to the heat and I can no longer wear my Scottish clothes.
如果我的苏格兰的朋友们知道我居然敢站在讲台来不打领带穿短袖还有衣服放在裤子外面他们就惊奇得不得了。我来到台湾，我也坚持了一段时间的，不愿意把这个领带拿掉，长袖总要穿。可是我终于也向这个热的天气投降了。
I am slow to learn, but I have learned now.
我学习的太慢，但是我终于学会了。
We're going to read again tonight in Leviticus chapter 23.
今天晚上我们还是要再看利未记第23章
，verses 9 to 14。
我们今天晚上要念第九节到十四节，利未记第23章第九节起到十四节，我来念。耶和华对摩西说：“你小于以色列人说，你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将出熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司，他要把这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇。”使你们得蒙悦了，祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇，摇这捆的日子，你们要把一岁没有残疾的公绵羊羔献给耶和华为燔祭，铜线的素祭，就是调油的细面一发十分之二，作为馨香的火祭献给耶和华，铜线的奠祭要酒一馨十分之一，无论是饼是烘的籽粒是新穗子，你们都不可吃，只等到把你们献给神的供物带来的那一天才可以吃。这在你们一切的住处，作为世世代代永远的定例。
Now tonight we're going to look at the feast which is called the Feast of Firstfruits.
今天晚上我们要思想这个初熟节。
This is the fourth.Feast that we have studied together.
这是我们在一起要查考的第四个节期。
But it is actually the third of the annual festivals.
但是除了安息日以外，每年要过一次的节期，一共是七个节期。所以按照每年所过的节期来算，这是第三个每年所过的节期。
And it was closely associated with the two festivals which we thought of this morning, the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
这个初熟节跟我们今天早晨所讲到的那两个节期就是逾越节、无酵节密切相关。
I just take a moment to quickly summarize what we've learned so far.
我们简单的把我们所已经研究过的，我把它择要跟各位再提一下。
These feasts are related to both what God is doing in nature and in history.
这些节期都是论到神在自然界的作为，在历史上的作为。
In the Sabbath, we learn that the people looked back to the creation and also to the Exodus from Egypt.
比如说安息日就让我们看见神创造天地六天然后安息，也让我们看见在历史上以色列人在埃及神怎么样领他们出埃及。
In the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they look back also to the Exodus from Egypt.
那么这个逾越节也是一样，让我们看见神怎么从埃及领他们出来。
Now this feast that we're considering tonight, the Feast of the First Fruits, is a little different because it is the first of three feasts to be associated with the ingathering of the harvest.
今天晚上我们要看的这个节期初熟节稍微有一点不同，这个初熟节跟另外后边两个节期也有关联，这三个节期都是跟农业、跟收成、收获有关系的。
In Scotland, where I come from, we have four seasons, and the seasons are very different.
在苏格兰，春夏秋冬可以说四季分明。
Winter is very cold, and summer is not very warm.
冬天是非常的冷，可是夏天并不太热。
We have spring also and autumn.
我们也有春天，也有秋天。
I don't know about the seasons here in Taiwan.
我不知道在台湾的四季怎样。
In Scotland, the harvest is spread over about 2 or 3 months, 2 months perhaps.
在苏格兰，这个收获的季节了，大概有两三个月，或者可以说只有两个月的时间。
But in the land of Palestine, where we read here about the harvest was spread over 6 months.
但是在巴勒斯坦，就是我们这里所研究的这个圣地啊，他们的收获的季节有六个月，半年之久。
A six-month harvest is not like the harvest in Scotland, but maybe it's like the harvest here in Taiwan.
半年都可以不断的收成呢，那就不像我们苏格兰，大概可能像台湾了。
Now, the three feasts that were associated with the harvest were, first of all, first fruits, then secondly, Pentecost, and thirdly, tabernacles.
那我再把这三个跟收获有关联的节期说一说，各位可以记下来。那么头一个就是初熟节，然后是五旬节，然后是祝棚节。
The first fruits, the feast of first fruits, we read about in verse 9. Pentecost, we read about in verse 15. And tabernacles, we read about in verse 33. And we'll be looking at each of these in the days to come.
在利未记二十三章第九节就是讲到初熟节，第十五节就是讲到五旬节或者是七七节，第三十三节就是讲到祝棚节，以后这两个节期我们也要讲。
And we should also notice that the first fruits, the feast of first fruits, was held in the first month, Pentecost in the third month, and tabernacles in the seventh month.
我们也要注意到，初熟节是在犹太人的正月，五旬节是在犹太人的三月，祝棚节是在犹太人的七月，所以从一月到七月。是半年的时间。
And we can also say about them that the first fruits was at the beginning of harvest, Pentecost was in the middle of the harvest, and tabernacles came at the end of the harvest.
所以我们讲过这个收获的季节有半年之久，所以初熟节就是在这个收获的季节开始的时候，那么五旬节可以说在这收获期节的季节的中期，而祝棚节是这个收获的季节的末了。
Now let's come back to the first fruits which we're thinking about, which was in the first month, the month Nisan.
那我们现在就开始再回到这一个初熟节。初熟节是在犹太人的正月，就是我们所说的尼散月。尼散月，散是散会的散，尼散月。
Now, here is a very interesting thing. I want you to look at verse 11.
那这里有一件值得我们注意的事情，请看第十一节。
And I want you to notice that the waving of the sheaf before the Lord was on the morrow after the Sabbath.
那我们就要注意什么呢？就是把在神面前这个，我们把那个初熟的庄稼了，要摇一摇。这个摇一摇在什么时候摇呢？就在安息日的次日。
Now the dates of the festivals were as follows.
这个节期的日期是这样。
The Passover was on the 14th day of the month.
正月十四号就是逾越节。
The Feast of Unleavened Bread was from the 15th to the 21st of the month, 7 days.
那么从第十五号，正月十五开始，一直到二十一号，那这个连着这七天，这就是无酵节。
The Passover on the 14th, but on the 16th was the day of the first fruits.
逾越节是十四号，除酵节是十五号开始。但是十六号是初熟节。
Now this means that the Passover on the 14th was followed by a Sabbath on the 15th, and the day of the first fruits was the 16th, which was the first day of the week, the morrow after the Sabbath.
那么再说清楚，十四号就是逾越节，那么十五号就是安息日，十五号就是那个除酵节的开始，也就是安息日。那么安息日的次日就是十六号，那就是初熟节。Now
this is important because it means that the first fruits fell on the first day of the week.
这是很重要的，为什么呢？ 因为初熟节是在七日的第一日，安息日之后就是第一，那一天就是七日的第一日，就是现在的礼拜天。We
shall come back later to see the importance of this.
那么今天晚上我们还要等一下要再讲到这个事情的重要性。Now
the question we're going to ask now is, what did the Feast of First Fruits mean to the Israelites?
那么首先我们研究一个问题，就是这个初熟节对于以色列人来说，
Well, first of all, it was a reminder to them of the faithfulness of God.
首先是要提醒他们上帝的信实。
So that bringing the first of their harvest to God was a symbol of their thankfulness, thanking God for bringing another harvest.
所以把他们的初熟的东西来献给神，就是表明他们的感恩。 谢谢神又给他们一次丰富的收成。It
was a way of saying, as we sometimes sing in our hymn, Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father.
就好像我们有时候唱的那首诗歌一样的，主的信实实在是广大。But
it was not only a symbol of their thankfulness, it was also a symbol of their anticipation, because they were trusting God to bring in the whole harvest, that they would bring in the whole harvest in His mercy.
但是不仅仅是表明感恩，也表明他们对神的期望，对神的盼望，因为这是刚刚在他们收获季节的开始，所以他们盼望在这往后的六个月，神能够给他们全部的丰收。So,
a symbol of thankfulness, a symbol of anticipation, but also it was a symbol of their acceptance with the Lord. And we read about that in verse 11, that you may find acceptance.
所以有三个象征，初熟节有三个象征。第一，象征他们的感恩；第二，象征他们的期望；第三，现在要讲的就是象征他们蒙神所悦纳。
And when they thought of their acceptance with God, they also brought a sacrifice, a male lamb of a year old, verse 12, to remind them that they were accepted before God on the basis of sacrifice.
他们也献一只羊羔给神，就是表明神悦纳了他们的奉献。So
these three ideas are that they were thankful, that they were trusting the Lord, and that they were accepted by sacrifice.
所以这三个象征，三个观念，各位记在心里面。初熟节，第一，表明他们的感恩；第二，表明他们依靠神，他们的期望；第三，表明他们已经蒙神所悦纳。Now
the next question is, what does it mean for us?
那么下面一个问题是，初熟节对于我们基督徒有什么意义呢？
Well, we'll think about harvest, and we'll think about harvest first of all literally.
我们是讲到这个收获，那我们先从这个收获这个字面上来思想。Now,
I don't know how many of us are farmers. I think maybe not very many of us. I'm certainly not a farmer.
我不知道我们在座的中间有多少人曾经做过农，至少我不是农夫。But
as we think about this, we must too praise the Lord for His faithfulness in giving us the necessary things of life.
但是当我们想到收获的时候，我们就想到神给我们一切生活中间所需用的。He
gives us our food, He gives us our clothes, He gives us strength, He gives us health, and we should praise Him for His faithfulness in all these things.
神给我们吃的、穿的、用的， 给我们一切所需要的，所以我们应该为这些神赐给我们的，我们献上感恩。
And we should also trust him when we think of this, because he brings the changing seasons every year, and so he can look after our lives.
我们也应该要依靠他，要感谢他，因为神是我们一年有这四季，是我们能够不断的有神的照顾。
If he can change the seasons of the universe, is it not a little thing for him to look after our lives?
神能够改变这个四季，能够改变气候，难道他不能够照顾我们人生中间那些小的问题吗？
You remember that Jesus taught us that every sparrow that falls to the ground, he knows about it, and we are of much more value to him than sparrows.
你记得主耶稣基督讲，连天上的飞鸟麻雀，天父都看顾他，我们比麻雀贵重的多，神难道不看顾我们吗？
So we have a great God, and we can trust our God.
所以我们有一位伟大的神，我们可以信靠他。
But we can also think about the harvest as being a spiritual harvest.
但是我们也可以从这个收获来思想到一个灵性上属灵的收成。
And this age in which we live, this gospel age, this age of the church,
今天活在这个福音的时代，这个时代就被称为是一个庄稼已经成熟的一个收割的时代。
There are many references to this in the New Testament, and you should look them up. But here is one of them, Luke chapter 10 and verse 2. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
在新约圣经里面有很多关于这个真理的章节，你们自己可以去查看。我提到一处，就是路加福音第十章八九十第十章第二节，那里讲说是庄稼太多，做工的人少，所以你们应当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
So as we think about bringing the first fruits to God, the first fruits of the harvest, we're going to think about a spiritual harvest, and the New Testament helps us to understand what this means.
所以当我们思想到把初熟的东西来献给主的时候，我们也应该从这一方面来思想，就是我们在神的庄稼的工厂上，我们收割庄稼的时候，把初熟的果子来献给神。
We're now going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 20 to 26.
那现在我们要读《哥林多前书》第十五章，这里面讲到初熟的果子的经文，二十节到二十六节，《哥林多前书》第十五章讲了复活的事情，二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为碎了之人的初熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也要都要复活。但个人是按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。再后末期到了，那是基督即将一切执政的掌权的有能的都毁灭了，就把国交予父神。因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了说毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Now this is very interesting, because in these verses our Lord Jesus is twice called the first fruits.
你注意在这一段圣经里面两次把主耶稣基督称为初熟的果子。
He is called the first fruits in verse 20, and he's also called the first fruits in verse 23.
那就是二十节和二十三节。
So what a great thought this is. Jesus Christ is the first fruits of a great harvest.
所以你想这是多么一个伟大的思想，耶稣基督是这一个伟大的收获，大收获的初熟的果子。
And this great harvest is the harvest of resurrection.
这一个大收获就是复活的收获。
When you look down the chapter to verse 42, you see that this is the figure that is used. The death and the burial of a Christian is thought of as being sown like seed. And so we're thinking about the harvest of resurrection.
在第四十二章里，四十二节， 你就可以看见这个比方，讲到我们基督徒的死啊，就好像一粒种子撒在地里面，种在地里面，所以我们的死就是撒种，我们的复活就是收成。
Now let's go back to verse 20 and let's think about this great verse and see what it says to us.
那我们再回到哥林多前书十五章二十节，我们看看这一个伟大的章节讲什么。
The first thing it says to us is very important indeed. It says that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is fact. In fact, Christ has been raised from the dead.
这里讲到主耶稣基督从死里面复活是一件事实。
And this is the very basis of all that we believe. It is based upon the fact of Jesus' resurrection.
这是我们每一个人所相信的，耶稣基督复活是一件历史的事实。
Now there is a very wonderful thing here, and I stressed a little of this earlier on.
这里有一个很重要的事情，我特别要强调。
You'll remember that the first fruits was on the morrow after the Sabbath, that is, the first day of the week.
你记得我们刚才看到的，初熟节是在安息日的次日，就是在七日的第一日。
Now we know from the Gospels that it was on the first day of the week that our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and that is why the first day of the week is so precious to us as Christians.
那我们在福音书上，我们就看见主耶稣基督复活。正是在七日的第一日，所以就主耶稣就是在初熟节复活。
As I was saying to you last night, we don't keep the Sabbath, but we respect the first day of the week.
所以昨天晚上我们提到，我们基督徒，我们不是在第七日来安息，我们是在第一日。
But here is the very wonderful thing.
那么这是一个很奇妙的事情。
Our Lord Jesus was crucified on the day when the Passover lamb was sacrificed.And he rose from the dead on the very day that the sheaf of the first fruits was offered to the Lord.
主耶稣基督就是在那个逾越节的羊羔被宰杀的时候为我们死的，那就是在逾越节的傍晚。那么主耶稣正是在犹太人这个献初熟的那个土产的时候，产物的时候，就是那个时候复活的，因为它是初熟的果子。
Can you imagine this? Here is the priest in the temple offering the sheaf of the first fruits to the Lord, and this priest, one of the people who had rejected Jesus Christ.
那么你就可以想象的看，正在主耶稣基督复活那个时候，在圣殿里面有一个祭司。再把初熟之物来献，因为那是初熟节。但是这个祭司居然不相信耶稣基督是弥赛亚，是救主，不相信耶稣的复活。
And at the very same time when he was standing there offering this to the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ was rising from the dead on the very same day.
就在他不相信这一位拿撒勒人耶稣就是基督。他在那个地方正在献初熟节的这个的东西的时候，耶稣就在那个时候复活了。
So just as our Lord Jesus is truly our Passover, he is also our first fruits.
所以主耶稣基督他是我们逾越节的羊羔，他也是我们初熟节的那个土产。
And what it means is that just as our Lord Jesus is the first fruits of the harvest of resurrection,We too will share in his resurrection because we are part of his harvest.
那么这个对我们什么教训呢？主耶稣基督是初熟的土产产物。那么我们呢？不久之后我们也都要复活，我们也都要是那些同一个收获的季节。我们是神的收获。
And we must see tonight how important is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我们必须要看见。主耶稣基督复活是多么的重要。
All that we believe and all that we know is based upon his resurrection.
我们所有的信仰，我们所有的了解，都是根据主耶稣基督的复活。
A little boy in the Sunday school was once asked, "What is faith?" And he answered, "Faith is believing something you know isn't true."
有一个主日学的小孩子，有人问他说，什么叫做信啊？他说信啊， 就是你去接受那个不对的事情，不正确的事情，这就叫信。
But that's not faith. Faith is believing what we know is true.
那个错了，不是这样子。什么叫做信？信就是我们去接受那个真实的事情，真的。
And we know that our Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督从死里面复活了。
We know this because there were so many people who saw him after his resurrection.
我们为什么知道耶稣复活了呢？因为在他复活以后，有很多的人见过他。
We know it also because there is what the courts would call so much circumstantial evidence.
我们也可以看见有许许多多的环境的事实来证明。
Like the way in which the disciples had their lives changed.
比如说门徒在主耶稣复活以后，他们的生命有了彻底的改变。
Like the existence of the Christian church in every land and in every century.
还有教会的存在，无论在任何的地方，还有任何的时代。
Like the very respect that people give to the first day of the week, the resurrection day.
所以从这些许许多的事实，人就尊重着七日的第一日，是主耶稣复活的日子。那么这个也是一个事实，来证明耶稣复活了。
And we also know it because all the other attempts to explain away the resurrection are clearly ridiculous.
我们还有知道，所有那些认为耶稣没有复活的那些说法，听起来都是荒谬无比。
And we also know that our Lord Jesus rose from the dead because we know that he lives within our hearts. We know this by experience.
我们更知道耶稣基督复活最大的证明就是他活在我们里面，从我们的经历里面，我们经历到主耶稣的复活。
So we praise God that Jesus Christ is the first fruits from the dead and he is our Savior.
所以我们感谢神，因为耶稣基督是初熟的果子，他也是我们的救主。
Now, because this is so, the second thing that this verse shows us is that we do not need to be afraid to die.
因为这是真实的，这是正确的，这是真的，所以这节圣经也让我们看见，我们不要害怕死亡。
Not that any of us want to die, we want to live and we want to serve the Lord.
我们没有一个人喜欢死，我们喜欢活着，我们喜欢活得长久。
But if we die, notice that this verse says to die is just like falling asleep.
但是我们都要死，这节圣经告诉我们说，基督徒的死是睡觉。
I was telling some of my friends last week at the conference that I learned a lesson about this from my little boy.
上个礼拜我在领这个宣教士的退休会的时候，我就讲了一个比方，我从我的小孩子所得到的一个比方。
Some of you who are mothers and fathers will know how difficult it is to get children to go to sleep.
我们中间做父母的人都知道，有的时候要孩子睡觉啊，很难的。
And sometimes I have to put my little boy to sleep, and it's a terrible struggle. It's a long struggle to get him to sleep.
所以有的时候我要哄我的孩子睡觉啊，哎呀，那个真是困难，是一个很难的工作，要使他睡觉。
And he gets all upset, and he cries, and he struggles until at last he falls asleep.
他在那里哭，在那里闹，他就是不要睡觉。到最后，他疲倦了，他才睡觉。
But what a lovely thing it is when he falls asleep.
但是当他睡了以后，那是多么可爱的一个景况。
All the trouble is over, and there is peace.
所有一切的烦恼都过去了，这时候有了平安了。
And isn't it a very wonderful thing that this is the figure, this is the picture that is used of the Christian's death? It is like falling asleep in our Lord Jesus Christ and in his arms.
所以你想想看，这是一幅多么美丽的图画。当我们死的时候，那就是睡觉了，一切都安静下来了，那些烦恼，那些挣扎，那些都没有了，也就安静了。
But we not only fall asleep, but one day we will wake again and we will rise to look upon the Lord Jesus and to be with him forever.
但是我们不但要睡觉，有一天我们要醒来，我们要醒来见我们的主，与他永远同在。
So, because Christ is our first fruits, we need not fear to die.
所以因为主耶稣基督是初熟的果子，所以我们不用惧怕死亡。
Now the third thing about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is that it also ensures our acceptance with God. In Britain, we have a system of buying things which is called hire purchase. You don't pay all the price at once. You pay a down payment, a deposit, and then you pay by installments.
那么在英国，他们盛行这个我们现在所讲的分期付款的买东西的制度。那么如果你要买一样东西，你先付一笔钱，然后你分期付款就可以把东西拿去。
I don't know if you have this in Taiwan, and I don't know if this is a good way for Christians to buy things.
我不知道在台湾有没有这样的制度，我也不知道这样的买东西啊是不是一个最好的方法。
But you would not be able to buy anything by this method unless the person who is selling it trusts you and trusts your ability to pay all the installments.
但是你这个人如果没有信誉，没有信用。那个店铺里面如果不相信你的话，你就买不到他的这样的东西。
But what this passage is saying is that God is giving us something of His glory in installments, and the Holy Spirit is the first installment of what God is going to do for us.
那么这里圣经就告诉我们说，神他要赐给我们丰丰富富的恩典，他先给我们圣灵作为这个子，或者是作为这个初熟的果子。
We know because we have received the Holy Spirit that God is one day going to give us something of the glory that He has for us.
当我们得到了圣灵的恩赐，那我们就知道神有一天要给我们他的荣耀的丰富都要给我们。
And this is what is meant in verse 23 by waiting for adoption as sons and for the redemption of our bodies.
这就是二十三节，罗马书第八章二十三节所讲的意思。我们这已经有了圣灵的初结的果子，初熟的果子已经有了，但是我们还在等候得着儿子的名分，得着身体得赎。
This adoption means the full manifestation of the believer as the Son of God. In other words, what God is going to make us in heaven.
这个儿子的名分呢，也就是说，我们做神的儿子。神要完完全全接受我们，在天家把他一切的丰富都给我们。
And the Holy Spirit given to us is the first fruits of this great harvest which we're going to reap.
那么将来神给我们那个儿子所得到的产业，一切的丰盛都给我们，那是全部的收成。那么现在我们先得到一部分，就是圣灵。所以圣灵就是神先给我们那个初熟的果子。
It is important also to recognize in this chapter that the Holy Spirit is producing fruit in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit.
那么从这一章圣经里面也有一地方让我们值得注意，圣灵会在我们的生命上要结出果子来。
This fruit of the Spirit we read of in Galatians 5 and 22.
那这个圣灵所结的果子就是记载在加拉太书第五章二十二节、二十三节。
Fruit like love and joy and peace and patience.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
This is another harvest which God is reaping in our lives by His Spirit.
还有仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这就是神在我们身上所要有的一个收成。
And this is part of the great teaching of Romans chapter 8, which teaches us that we are being delivered from the power of sin in our lives through the Holy Spirit.
那么这也就是罗马书第八章里面所讲的，我们是借着圣灵，我们得以脱离那个罪的权势。
So, first fruits speak of the resurrection of Christ and of the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
所以我们就已经研究过了，初熟节至少有两个意思，第一个就是论到耶稣基督从死里面复活，第二就是我们得到圣灵初结的果子在我们身上。
But first fruits speak of a third thing, and we're going to look at this in James chapter 1 and verse 18.
但是还有第三件事情，那就是在雅各书第一章让我们看见的第十八节，新约雅各书第一章十八节，那里说他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像初熟的果子。
Now notice that God calls us here the first fruits of his creatures.
你注意这些圣经里面神称呼我们是他的收成中间的初熟的果子。
Well, I said he calls us, but really I think this refers to the Christians that James was writing to, the first Christians.
那么我刚刚讲是指我们， 那么按照这个雅各书这里讲，雅各书讲的就是指那些收信的人，那个收雅各书的人，你们就是初熟的果子。
They were really the first fruits. They were the first fruits of all the souls that were going to be gathered into God's kingdom.
他们这个收雅各书信的人，就是神在他的救世的计划里面，要拯救的世界上所有的信主的人中间，那个最先信主的那一群。
So as we think about the feast of the first fruits, we can think about the first Christians as being the first fruits of a great harvest that was going to be reaped in all the ages to come.
所以当我们想到这个初熟节的时候，我们也可以想到在神的救世计划里面，神要拯救的所有的人类，所有的基督徒中间，在这个第一世纪或者起初教会里面，那个起初信主的那一群人，那就是初熟的果子。
And so we should praise God that from the first century until the 20th century, through the preaching of the gospel, the great harvest of God's people is being reaped by the Holy Spirit and by the preaching of the gospel.
所以我们可以感谢神，从第一世纪一直到如今，神在他的庄稼的这个田地里面不断的在收成，从那个起初的初熟的果子，直到如今福音不断在传开，人在得救。
In this sense, we are not really at the beginning of the harvest. We are really near the end of the harvest, for the coming of the Lord Jesus draws near.
那么照这个意义上来说，你我不能算是初熟的果子，我们算是恐怕算是最后的果子了，快要结束了，因为这个庄稼不久收果的时候就结束了。
But we praise God that we are in this great harvest and that we are members of the body of Christ, which includes every Christian from every age and in every country.
但是我们还是感谢神，因为我们是在得救的行列里面，我们是在神的这个大的收成里面，我们跟历世历代以来所有的基督徒都是神的收成。
We have a lovely chorus which we sing in English, and the first line of it is,All over the world, God's Spirit is moving.
有一个英文的诗歌这样讲，他说神的灵在全世界运行。
And God's Spirit is still moving all over the world and moving in our hearts, and we praise Him for this.
神的灵今天也还是在世界各地方运行，也在你我的心里面运行，我们为此感谢神。
First fruits or later fruits, we are all part of His harvest.And we praise God that we are one with His people everywhere.
不论是初熟的果子，或者是末后的果子，我们都是主的收成中间的一部分，所以我们是一体，我们感谢神。
So, I hope this study of the first fruits, as we've thought about the resurrection of Christ, and the Spirit in our hearts, and God's work in the world, will be a real blessing to us tonight.
所以关于初熟节，今天晚上我讲的这三点，盼望各位记在心里。第一点，初熟节的象征就是主耶稣基督的复活，它是初熟的果子。第二点，就初熟节代表圣灵在我们心中所结的果子，那是圣灵的初熟的果子。第三，初熟节代表那个起初信主的人，到了主的葡萄园里面收成的人，那么我们也可以算是末后的果子。